Right. So have you ever been like right there in the middle of this huge sales deal you've been working on forever? You've done all the calls, the demos, you're giving it your all, and then boom, nothing. Crickets. Like hitting a wall.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. Deal stagnation,
Sure.
the worst.
The worst. And it really just throws everything off, your whole forecast. So that's why today we're going deep on mutual action plans or MAPs. Top performers are using these to like sidestep those sales slumps and close deals even faster. And we've got this awesome guide from SalesHood. They're a sales enablement platform and they really break it all down.
And you know what I think is really interesting about MAPs? It's not just some tool for sales teams to use internally. It's about getting the buyer in on the process too, building that trust and transparency.
Yeah, it's definitely more let's work on this together, not here's my sales pitch, take it or leave it. So before we get into all that, let's make sure we're on the same page. What exactly is a mutual action plan? Like, how is it different from just a regular project plan?
I think SalesHood says it best. And they say it's a set of action items co-created and co-owned by a buyer and seller to achieve a defined customer goal written in the customer's own words.
Okay, so they emphasize the customer there. I'm seeing a theme here.
Exactly. It's about working together to come up with a plan that speaks directly to what the buyer needs.
And that's why I've heard them called other things too, right? Mutual success plans, close plans, all kinds of names. But the idea is still the same. It's about both sides working together.
Totally. And that's what makes it work. It's not you versus them.
Yeah.
You're both on the same team trying to reach the same goal.
So a win-win. But let's get down to it. Why should someone listening right now actually care? Like, how will using an MAP make a difference?
Think about it. How many deals just stall out because things aren't clear?
Yeah.
Like no one knows what the next step is, or you can't figure out what the buyer is thinking.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I bet the buyers feel that way too sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Buyers get frustrated when things take forever to get approved, or they feel like no one's listening, or they're just not sure what's going on. A solid MAP takes care of those issues right away.
Yeah.
SalesHood actually found that companies using MAPs had their forecasts be like 20% more accurate. Imagine that. No more guessing games, just a clear plan that everyone's bought into.
Okay, I'm convinced. But how do we make one? Like, what goes into an MAP?
SalesHood says there are four main parts. First, you've got to figure out who all the stakeholders are. And not just the obvious ones either. We need to know everyone involved in making this decision, especially the people who could be roadblocks later on.
Because we've all had to deal with that one VP who shows up at the last second and throws everything off.
Right, for sure. So next is path mapping. It's kind of like drawing a picture of what the buyer's journey looks like a roadmap. But instead of cities, it shows you all the steps they need to take to reach their goal. And this is where things get really interesting.
Well, tell me more. This is where it gets good.
Each buyer's journey is going to be different. You can't just use the same template every time. But let's say you're working with a big company. They might have a bunch of approvals and security checks and legal stuff. You have to map all that out.
You're speaking their language then.
Right. And then we've got success metrics. This is so important. We have to know what success means to the customer, not just what our sales target is.
It's about the long game, not just a quick win. I like it.
And finally, you have to be upfront about what resources you need. What are the timelines? Who's doing what? Being clear on that from the beginning prevents surprises and makes sure everyone's accountable.
No surprise is good. Setting those expectations early is key. This is great. We're getting a masterclass in MAP building. And we haven't even gotten to the really tactical advice. But before we move on to that, I have to ask, what does SalesHood say about making sure these MAPs actually work?
That's where the good stuff is. They've got six expert tips that'll take your MAP game to a whole new level.
Let's hear them.
Okay, tip number one from SalesHood. Don't wait to bring up the MAP. Like, seriously, introduce it early in the sales process.
Early, early.
Early. When you're still figuring out what their needs are and what they're trying to achieve.
So it's like you're saying, I'm not just trying to sell you something, I actually want to help you fix this.
Exactly. It sets you up to work together as a team right from the start. And here's the best part. When you bring up the MAP early, you can find out right away if there are any potential roadblocks.
Like those stakeholders we talked about before.
Yep. Better to know now than later, right?
Way better. Okay, what's next on the list?
Tip number two is all about timelines. SalesHood says to use the customer's ideal go-live date as your guide.
So we're working backward from when they want to be up and running.
Exactly. Instead of pushing our own deadlines, we're letting the customer's goals drive the process.
Love it. Makes them feel heard and keeps everyone focused on the same thing.
Right. And that kind of leads into tip number three, which is all about using the right language. Use the customer's words, their priorities, their terminology. Don't forget, this is their MAP too.
Co-created in action. What does that look like, though? Can you give me an example?
Okay, so let's say you're selling some kind of marketing software. A seller-centric action item might be something like, schedule a demo of our software. But a customer-centric version would be more like, see how our platform can automate your email campaigns and save you 10 hours per week.
Wow, okay, that's completely different. The first one is all about the seller, but the second one is all about the value for the customer.
Exactly. See the difference. Okay, so tip number four from Saleshood. This one might seem obvious, but it's easy to forget. Keep the MAP up to date.
Things change all the time.
All the time. Priorities change. New people get involved. You got to be flexible.
An outdated MAP is useless.
Totally useless.
Yeah.
You need to adjust as you go, just like you would with GPS. Speaking of staying on track, tip number five is all about getting those decision makers on board early.
Ah, the people who actually control the budget.
Yes. And it's not about getting their approval at the very end. It's about keeping them informed throughout the entire process.
So no surprises when it's decision time.
Exactly. Transparency is key. Okay, last tip from Saleshood. This one was important. Use the MAP to create urgency and make sure everyone's accountable.
So we've got the plan. How do we make sure we actually follow it?
This is where having a clear timeline and knowing who's responsible for what is super important. And don't be afraid to schedule check-in points along the way.
Makes sense. To review progress, address any roadblocks.
Yes. It's not a set-in-stone thing. It's a living document.
We make adjustments as needed.
Precisely. It's about getting things done and making sure everyone's moving forward together. Saleshood even suggests celebrating milestones.
Oh, I love a good celebration. Any excuse to celebrate.
Right. It helps keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
So those are the six tactical tips. Simple, but they can totally change your sales game.
I love it. Six tips to transform your approach to sales.
And the best part is they're all about collaboration and putting the customer first.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Even the best laid plans can go wrong.
Yeah.
And Saleshood highlights three common pitfalls to watch out for.
Okay, lay it on me.
So sometimes, even with the best of intentions, things don't always work out perfectly.
What could go wrong? We got this awesome MAP. We're communicating like pros.
Well, Saleshood has three main pitfalls they talk about.
Hit me.
First one's a classic. Approval's taking forever.
Ugh.
You finally think you're in the clear, and then bam.
Paperwork city. So how's an MAP going to fix that? It's not like it makes the approvals disappear, does it?
Doesn't make them disappear. No.
Figures.
But you can plan for it.
Oh, cow.
If you map out how the approvals work ahead of time, you can spot the bottlenecks and be realistic about the timeline.
Being proactive. Yeah. I like it. What's next?
Pitfall number two, alignment.
Staying on the same page.
Right. Because even when everyone's on board at the beginning, things change. Priorities shift. Next thing you know, you're not on the same page anymore.
And there goes the beautiful MAP we all worked so hard on. So how do we make sure that doesn't happen?
Talk to each other.
Communication is key.
Exactly. Check in regularly.
Yeah.
Talk it out. Address any concerns right away. Like we said, MAP is a living document. Got to keep working on it as you go.
Constant communication. Got it. What's the third one?
This one's about the tools you're using. If you're trying to manage this with like spreadsheets and email chains, good luck.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Lost in the email black hole.
Using a platform that's built for this, like what Saleshood has, can make a huge difference. Keeps everything organized. Everyone knows where to find what they need.
Okay, so we need to plan for those approval delays and keep talking to each other and use the right tools.
You got it. And what I love about Saleshood is they don't just point out the problems. They give you ways to fix them.
It's like having a coach in your corner. Okay, so what's the big takeaway here?
Saleshood says it best. They say, and I'm paraphrasing a bit here, if your champion isn't ready to really dig into a mutual plan, they're probably not ready to sign on the dotted line either.
Wow. Okay, so that's saying a lot.
It's about whether they're really invested.
So think about your next sales conversation.
How can you bring up this idea of a MAP, make it feel natural, like something you're both building together?
Because when it works, it's a win-win for everyone. And that's what we're all about here, right? This is just the beginning. We're going to be diving deep into all the details of building and using MAPs in our upcoming episodes. We'll have even more examples, templates, tools, you name it.
So if you're ready to up your sales game, hit that subscribe button.
Don't miss out. Until next time, happy selling.